The necropolis, developed starting from the 1st century AD around the town of Porto, owes its name to the locality bounded by the two branches of the Tiber Delta and the Tyrrhenian Sea. The flood of the Tiber and the consequent cover-up of the area allowed an excellent preservation of the tombs, arranged along axes parallel to the base of the Via Portuense. The inscriptions and reliefs in T. Racata placed on the facades of the niches indicate the crafts of the deceased, artisans, shopkeepers, traders, sailors, activities related to the nearby port. A few hundred meters away is the Basi ICA of Santo Ippolito, dating from the late 4th century DC, testimony of a conspicuous nucleus of early Christian settlement in the area. In antiquity, the area was crossed by a large double car edgeway, perhaps the flag via, 10.5 meters wide, which ran parallel to the nearby coast, linking port with Ostia. Along the sides of the road were the graves in which they were buried, between the middle of the 2nd and the beginning of the 4th century AD, the inhabitants of Porto, especially the sailors and the workers involved in the port services. A necropolis, therefore, devoid of particularly rich monuments, but very interesting for the knowledge of the common people. Not all the graves have been dug, and many still lie under the blanket of sand that has preserved them from the ravages of time and the raids of barbarians and pirates. Mostly they resemble houses built in masonry, in cell with or without enclosure, leaning against each other and aligned along the road on SE aerial fronts, recalling the organization for insulae of Ostia Antica. Destined to entire families, therefore not only to the owners, but also to their freedmen and descendants, they have inside which Essen newsstands for the ashes, often moved by gables and apses, reminiscent of the theatrical frontes and the architecture of the Nymphia. To the left of the entrance to the necropolis there is a small pyramid-shaped tomb that belonged to the painter Ennio Adico, originally from Gaul and died at 36 years of age. Very interesting the presence of numerous inscriptions placed above the entrance. The doors, where are reported, in addition to the names of the deceased, some important indications on the trades and the social position of the same. Particularly striking are the scenes in which the deceased are depicted at work, a midwife who attends childbirth, a surgeon in the act of working, a blacksmith, and a hardware dealer, a grain trader, etc. A strong symbolism pervades the mosaic in front of tomb 43, in which two ships in a sail, with two boats in tow, are heading for a lighthouse on 4 floors, with a beautiful fire on the top. It is the lighthouse of Porto, to which the owner of the tomb, perhaps a shipowner, looked so often with confidence at the end of a long and dangerous journey. At the same time, the inscription in Greek Ad Pasi Lippos, "Here is the end of the tube," yes, reminds the passerby that death for man, like the port for ships, is the safe harbor that frees us from the evils of the world.